This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in the saddle for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking a lot about the quarterback play this upcoming Sunday. I want to know, are you going to be comparing the two? Will you be watching Tanner McKee thinking about Jalen the whole time? Huh? You got to be thinking about the real QB1 the whole time. Or are you going to understand and use knowledge and use brain cells where this isn't an apples to apples type of ordeal? Week 18 versus the Commanders. This is sort of a, hey, go out there, let it rip kind of thing. Whereas one, Jalen, has to be perfect or else shredded into a billion pieces by everybody. It's two totally different mentalities. I like Tanner McKee. I'm a fan of Tanner McKee. I know Tanner McKee could throw the football. That is something he's good at. He could throw the football. But that's not the same as what Jalen deals with every week. What Jalen deals with over a 5-year stretch, the knowledge that is on Jalen and the tendencies that people have gathered and gained and game planned for over the X amount of years compared to McKee in this one-off situation. Hey, go out there and help us win this football game. That's not the same sort of game that Jalen steps into every single Sunday. When you're facing Buffalo on the road. Who, by the way, he balled out in that first half. Balled out in that first half. He looked sensational. Like, that was unreal quarterback play in the first half. The problem? The coaching staff had no clue what the hell they were doing in the second half.
Did they run a play-action pass in the second half?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
That was one of his most successful games with any play-action pass under center. Probably since the Vikings game when he had a perfect passer rating.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think they ran a single play-action play in the second half.
Yeah. No, and that's why when people say he's holding the ball long, this and that. I mean, even Greg Cassell pointed it out. There is no options. Zero option. He didn't have an opportunity in the second half to play good or bad because there was nothing even available to do. And when they ran it, it would end up setting up third and long. And he puts a ball in an area for Devontae and dropped it. Or he hits Devontae on 2nd and 10 and they overturn it when it shouldn't be overturned. So 215-592-9494. I want to get your calls in. Also, Dick Vermeil, Coach Vermeil, he joined the morning show this morning and gave his 2 cents on what the expectations are for McKee Sunday.
Coach Sirianni and the Eagles have decided to rest a lot of their guys this week. Just curious, from your perspective, you know, how would you kind of approach this leading into the playoffs? You could still improve your seed, but how important is it to get some of these guys who need a rest, a little bit of a rest this week?
Well, you know, I think every situation is uniquely different according to your personnel, your philosophy, your coaching staff. I used to do when I had the opportunity. I didn't have the opportunity many times. I used to play the starters in the first quarter, okay, and then take them out gradually through the rest of the ball game and let the other kids play if it didn't matter, if it didn't make a difference. I think the number 2 seed is better than the number 3 seed, but you're going to play a good football team in the playoffs anyway, and I think that's how they must figure. But at McKee, the young quarterback here, I'll be surprised if he doesn't play exceptionally well. I'll be surprised. He's not playing against a very good football team in the Commanders. I almost said the Redskins in the Commanders. But I'm anxious to watch him play. I really am, because I've been so impressed with him when he's played in the preseason.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I agree. Now I'm going to take a deep breath with you all. I am. Ready? My guard gets up with QB1. And I respect our previous caller. I respect everyone who chimes in. I think I jumped. I jumped on him. I did. I jumped on him. And that's not what I want to do today. But you just got to understand how it is sometimes. When I see a franchise quarterback get so diminished in this town, I have to do what I know is right. And I got to protect them. But I understand that I want to be more willing to have this dialogue.
But to be fair,
what?
To be fair, if you're a caller and you're ready to say some negative things about Hurts, and you're calling into the guy who has done two annual Jalen Hurts appreciation days,
yeah,
you kind of have to be ready for a bit of a fight.
Sure, sure. I get that. You're right. Thank you for supporting me.
Of course.
Yep. But I do want to... Deep breaths. Okay. Ralph in Levittown. What's up, Ralph?
What's up, brother? Happy New Year.
Same to you, man. What's going on?
Hey, I have to go to the game Sunday.
Well, why do you sound so sad?
Well, I'm not, because I want to see McKee play.
Okay.
And I wanted to really see him with Brown and Devontae just to see it, because I know Jalen's number one and how good he is. But I just wanted to see him throw to Devontae and Brown just to see what it looked like.
Okay. But listen, that's fair. That's fair. That is his strength. You're right. Jalen plays the quarterback position in Jalen's way. And McKee's a thrower.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, in a big game, I would much rather have, Jalen.
Smart man.
But I mean, I just like to see the throwing once in a while. But that's the one thing I'm looking forward to. And another thing, Chicago has the complete opposite philosophy as the Eagles. I watched the press conference with Chicago. They want momentum. He said, I'm playing every starter. I want momentum. It's just a different attitude. But the Eagles might be banged up. We don't know everything.
Oh, I think they are. They went to the Super Bowl last year, and their offensive line doesn't look even close to the same. I think they're
right. That's
they're
what
hurt.
I mean. Yeah. I think that's a different philosophy. There's a lot of young guys in Chicago. They're going to play,
Yeah, and guess what? He better be right, Ralph, and I appreciate your call. He better be right, because guess what? If Ben Johnson goes out there on week 18, and it's different because they control their destiny to get the 2 seed, so maybe they don't have the same confidence if they were to strip, their starters, if they were to put backups in, do they feel they could still beat the Lions and have that same confidence and arrogance about it? And because if you win, you get that 2 seed and you secure that home game the way you're looking at it, maybe it's different. Because if you put the Eagles in their shoes, see, they would believe that Tanner McKee and these guys could go out and win. I would probably expect the Eagles, if they were in the Bears' position, to rest their starters and win the game with their backups. I think they would probably do both. But just because Ben Johnson's doing that, one, doesn't mean it's right. And two, he better be right. Because if the worst case scenario happens, they're going to be looking at him like, yo, dude, come on. You just completely destroyed our opportunity. You got player X, Y, and Z hurt in a game that you probably didn't need to play him. So we'll see. Not having a bye week, it matters at this time of the year. He's trying to build culture. He's trying to set a standard. He's trying to do a lot of things out in Chicago that doesn't necessarily apply to who the Philadelphia Eagles are with their winning pedigree. Right? That's like saying with Tom Brady and the Patriots, they had a Patriot way, and they do it that way. But does that mean the Chiefs have to do it the same way? Does that mean, all these other teams have to do it the Patriots way? The Eagles did it differently than the Patriot way. There's different ways to do it. There's not one way to do it. And I apply that to quarterback play. Because, Josh Allen does this, and this quarterback does that. Yeah, but Jalen does it his way. And Jalen's way is one of one. And Jalen's way brings us a lot of success. So I don't care what other quarterbacks do. I don't care what other things are going on. I care if my quarterback has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I had a caller yesterday call in and rip Jalen. Moron. And he said, we would have won a Super Bowl with last year's roster and Josh Allen. And my response is, I can't control that. This is my job. I assess the roster. I assess the team. And coming off of a Super Bowl is a different year than most years, because there is a reality of going back-to-back is extremely hard. Winning a Super Bowl is hard. And to do it 2 years in a row, you're seeing it is affecting the offensive line. They can't play at the same clip. They are beat the hell up. But going back to the quarterback with the roster thing, my goal as a fan when assessing a team is asking this question and getting yes as the answer. Can we win a Super Bowl with this quarterback? Can you win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts? Yes. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not telling you Jalen's the only quarterback in the NFL that could win a Super Bowl. No. There's a handful of quarterbacks in the NFL that can win a Super Bowl. Do we have one? Yes. I'm good. I'm good. So I don't care if Josh Allen could win a Super Bowl with this roster, because I can't snap my fingers and get any quarterback on this team. Jalen Hurts is my franchise quarterback. Can I win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts? Yes, I'm good. I'm good. Because there's really only, what, five or six of them, maybe? Maybe seven? If we went through the list and you didn't know we were doing this exercise, and I said, can he win? Can he win? Can he win? You'd come up with maybe six or seven guys. We have one of them. I'm good. I'm good. And real quick, to make it seem like these rosters that Josh Allen has had over the years isn't good enough to win a Super Bowl, then you're an idiot. You're an idiot. The Bills have had Super Bowl talented rosters. They haven't won, but they've had rosters that can absolutely win a Super Bowl. They haven't been able to cash in on it. Let's go to Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
What's happening? What's going on?
So I want to start this. I'm going to say this right now. I love your broadcast because it's so true. And let's just get to the skinny. A wise man doesn't argue with fools. How are you going to talk about a quarterback that stopped two dynasties? The only two people that can even say they don't like Jalen Hurts in their head is Tom Brady, and the other guy is what's the guy from Kansas City? Patrick Mahomes, right?
What about They're Carson like, oh, Wentz? You think Wentz feels a certain type of way about him?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I wanted to get to that, too. Wentz played very well, but when we talk about Tanner McKee, he's going to play well because he's under a star, Jalen Hurts. You know, when Wentz had that season, it was lights out. And what was Foles watching the whole season? That. You're acting like Tanner McKee is Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not. So he's not there yet. He could be, but he's not there yet. You can't talk about a quarterback that stomped the Chiefs' lights out in the Super Bowl. This guy, Josh Allen, they always talk about him. But guess what? He don't win. You don't win, you don't win. That's what happens. Josh Allen had the opportunity to do whatever. But I think the funny thing you said, I like what you said, where you said, you know, oh, if Tanner McKee throws bad, then it's Kevin Petula. So
well,
it's always Jalen's fault when he's got one bad game.
Yeah.
But they'd rather roll with a quarterback and have him have the career of Elway, who got his light stomped down every single Super Bowl and finally won when the Broncos changed their uniform. They would never give Jalen that type of grace, ever.
No,
ever.
Chris, I always say this. If Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl the way Tom Brady beat the Rams 13-3, he would get zero credit for that Super Bowl. Zero. But when we talk about
correct,
Tom Brady,
correct.
And by the way, everyone brings up Jalen Carter's sack against the Rams, right? Oh, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter. Well, if it wasn't for the interception in the end zone against Seattle with Malcolm Butler, then that's another. So he won a Super Bowl 13-3, where his defense only allowed a field goal and the offense couldn't do you know what. And then there was a defensive player who made a special play with the game on the line. Yet we give Tom Brady all the accolades. Yet if that was Jalen, there would be zero respect towards him. No, no. We lost him. Did I leave him speechless?
You made such a good point, he had no rebuttal. That's what it was.
Wow.
That's what it was.
He just stopped.
Uh-huh.
He just said, oh my God, bro, you're the smartest man I've ever heard.
I'm sure that's what he was saying in his head.
Wow.
He couldn't believe it.
Wow. We could stop the show here. That might be my best moment I've ever had. I've had Jalen Hurts Appreciation Days, two of them, second annual. We've done everything that you could think of for good content. Flyers in 50. I mean, there's been some amazing content on this program. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
The silence was loud.
I'm making that my ringtone. It's just going to be silence. I won't even know it's ringing. But I'll know. I felt good. Let's go to Zach. You're on WIP. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, bro? First
what's up?
94 WIP caller here.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you. I started watching your videos like 2 years ago. It was when the video you released was a... You lost to the Mets, man.
That was a popular one. There's a few that everyone references. It's when they signed Bryce Harper, and it's losing to the Mets. Those two seem to hit everybody's feeds.
That one was just hilarious. It had me and my buddy dying, and it was obviously right after, you know, Phillies got booted right out of the playoffs. But, yeah, wanted to get your opinion on this Sunday. You got a lot of people – really just thinking, oh, since the backups are in, they can't win the game, blah, blah, blah. Do you think this is a must-win game Sunday or not? And if so, why? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, so it's not a must-win game by any means, but I do think that they can absolutely win this game. I think they could win this game. I think they're even with their backups, I think they have more to play for. There's more sort of motivation inside the locker room to kind of keep this thing humming. And the Commanders want to pack it up and go home. So, yeah, I think that they can absolutely win it. But by no means is it a must win.
No. I didn't think so either, because the whole seed situation, like, it's just – there's like – what, two teams tied for, like, second at this point or something? Because last time I checked, like, there was a few people.
How
like
it goes, Zach, and thank you so much for the call, man. How it goes is the Bears, they have the opportunity here to control everything. They win, they're the 2 seed. We'll be the 3 seed. Where things get interesting for us is if we win, Bears lose, we get the 2 seed. I love that, though. Is this a must win? Is this a must win? What will be sad, though, or not sad, but I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting discourse. If they lose, the Eagles and the Bears lose, and then it'll matter how it happens, right? Because if McKee plays well, and I don't know how they could lose the game and you not be mad that the starters didn't play. How would that be? Luke, could there be a world where we can live with them losing, not be mad at Sirianni for choosing to play the backups, and the Bears lose too? I think it'll just go right back to Sirianni no matter what.
I think people would be mad, but I think for people not to be mad, it would have to take 2 weeks. So for people not to be mad about it, the Eagles would have to win the wild card round against whoever they play, Niners, Rams, whatever.
Okay.
And then they would have to get a home game for the divisional. So the Bears would have to lose in the first round.
Oh, okay. You're talking long term.
Yes.
What about Monday, though?
Monday, people are going to be mad. Because it's like the Saquon thing, where people were mad that Saquon didn't go for the record, but then as soon as we won the Super Bowl, then it was kind of vindicated that he sat for that game. Mm-hmm. So for people not to be mad about it, if that situation does happen, it'll have to take 2 weeks.
No, I see where you're saying. I'm almost wondering, though, from an eye test thing. For example, if the... our offense has been struggling with the starters. So if the offense goes out there and plays well and scores 24 points, and the defense, because then you would say,
you need the starting defense.
Right, you'd say,
and then if the offense looks bad, you can say, well, you know.
It's not much worse.
Right, the starting offense already didn't look good and doesn't look good. But if we had them in there with the starting defense, then we probably could have won the game still against Josh Johnson. I do think, though, people might just be mad if they lose at all against Josh Johnson. That guy hasn't been good in years.
I think I called him Josh Jackson earlier.
That's how bad he is. You don't know his name.
Don't know his name.
Jackson. That was draft lottery guy.
He played for Kansas.
Top 5 pick. I was a big Josh Jackson. I thought he was going
to
be good.
Me too. That thing, he went to the Suns? Did he go to the Suns?
He was on the Suns at one point. I want to say the Blazers and like the Raptors too. Maybe the Grizzlies. He was on a couple different teams. He stunk. He was bad.
Not good. No Vijay Edgecombe. I'm going to tell you that for free.
Not wrong.
Just saying, man. This team is... humming. Let's go Sixers. Huh?
Looking pretty good.
Let's go Sixers.
Just enjoy it.
You watching, Joel?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm just,
you know. You getting excited?
Nope.
Wow.
It's a nice stretch.
Shame on you.
I'm not going to buy back in and say that he's the MVP. It's a nice stretch, though.
We'll get into that later. JD in Bricktown. What's up, JD?
Bros, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you, JD?
Listen to me. I'm doing wonderful. I'm stacking a cord of firewood. I got a nice fire going. I've been listening to you. I've been listening to you for a long time. First time I've ever called.
Well, thank you.
But listen, you are so right about our quarterback.
I know.
I'll set you. Here you go. Randall Cunningham. Loved him. Okay? I'm 65, all right? Randall Cunningham. I loved him. Michael Vick. I loved him. Donovan McNabb, I hated him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was
a
five guy. I ride with my guys, JD. I was
right,
a five
that's
guy.
All right. I always felt he threw people under the bus, so I can't ride with him.
At that time, I was 10, 11. So I was watching it through a different lens of a sports fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd be in my boat if you were my age.
Maybe.
When it all happened. But listen. Jalen Hurts is everything that you want the leader of your football team to be. Jeff Lurie hit a grand slam when they drafted this kid because he's done nothing except excel in every single phase of football. And I can't understand for the life of me how some people could call in and, he don't do this. You know what he does? The guy's an elite winner.
That's right.
That's all you need to know. I don't care how you get it done. And you know what? Come these playoffs, you're going to see him take off and run with the ball. Then he's double hard to defend. Double hard.
Well, that needs to happen for sure. Nothing like a double hard, may I add.
Yeah. Hey, you guys do a hell of a job. I just wanted to tell you that. You're 100% right about Hurts. Love him. And I can't wait to watch it all unfold.
Yeah, I'm with you, JD. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. The Jalen legs thing, though, it does need to happen. And I do wonder if there was a part. I'm not a big believer in the they're holding things back concept, right? We fielded a lot of those calls throughout really the entire season. And it was, well, they may be holding things back in the playbook and waiting for the playoffs and bop, 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 bop. I do think one area, though, that will be different is his willingness to run more in the playoffs than he was throughout the regular season. That doesn't mean he's just going to take off nonstop, but I do think that's an element that opens up a lot of what they can do. I do think that fear of him taking off can open up just for a half a second a lane for Saquon, and a half a second for Saquon could be the difference between 5 yards and 25 yards, 3 yards and 18 yards. And with the Lane Johnson that hasn't touched the field in weeks, we get the healthiest version of Lane Johnson we can get. And if that's the case, go follow that damn right side. So I think there's something to that. Here's, though, what I know the haters are going to do. Look, you have to judge this season based off of them winning a Super Bowl the year before. If things don't look right and they end up losing in the playoffs in a divisional round or, hell, even in an NFC championship game or however it goes, you have to view this through the lens of what they are trying to accomplish. How many teams in NFL history, and this isn't to give them an out, I'm just being fair, right? Because obviously they're not playing to their full capability. But I think there's reasons why they're not playing to a full capability outside of they stink. I don't think they all stink. All of them suck. The guy who was good enough to win Super Bowl MVP 10 months ago now blows. Like, that's not how this works. It's not how it works. So I think there's reasons why it's not clicking. You have a first-time inexperienced play caller. You have an offensive line that's not living up to the standard. Jalen's not having his best season. Saquon's not running the same way. There's a lot of things here that's happening.
I really do think the offensive line is the biggest thing. Now.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be a big, it's Petullo's fault, we got to get out of here, blah, 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 blah. I really do think the offensive line, this is the worst year they're having in a long, long time. Going back to some of the offensive lines with Jason Peters on them. Like, just watching these, there's no holes for Saquon to run in. Guys are just coming in unblocked on Hurts. Juergens is missing blocks. Landon Dickerson has been at best 65% the entire season. Like, I would not be surprised if it came out after the season that every single one of the offensive linemen, outside of Steen, who, for whatever reason, people want to jump on Steen, I thought he's been fine. I think he's been fine the entire year. I think Cam and Jordan and Dickerson have been the main issues. Even Fred Johnson. Fred Johnson's been fine as a backup right tackle.
Right,
for his role and for the Eagles to have Lane Johnson, who you've said, yep, you're just going to block anybody. You're not going to get help. You're going to be put on an island with the best defensive ends in the league. And he's done it every single time. He's shown up every single time he has those matchups. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. So to go from him to Fred Johnson has done just fine. I think it's really the center and the left side of the offensive line is the biggest reason that we can't get the run game going. If you can't get the run game going, then your pass game can't get going. And that's where the offense completely falls apart.
Right. I agree. By the way, eight teams have gone back-to-back in the NFL Super Bowls. Eight teams total. And outside of the Chiefs, which was 22-23, it's been 20-something years. Was it Green Bay, Miami, Pittsburgh?
Green Bay, Miami, Pittsburgh.
San Fran.
Dallas. San Fran.
Denver.
Patriots.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
So before the Chiefs just did it, it would have been over 20-something years since it happened. Again, it's not to make excuses, but there is a reason why it looks out of sync and out of whack, and there's a reality to it that is real. And it's not Jalen Hurts sucks. Like, I can't wrap my head around that. I can't. So, 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. So, I'm not going to waste 1 second of my time comparing what Tanner McKee does on Sunday to anything Jalen has done over the first 16 games. But are you? Are you going to be watching this through the lens of Tanner McKee versus Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Nick Sirianni on why he chose rest week 18. Why did he feel it was necessary to go this route? Nick Sirianni addressed the media earlier today. You will hear from the head coach. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thinking about a cup of coffee. Dude, is there anything better than a Friday late afternoon cup of Joe?
Well, pick me up.
Woo!
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Woo! Come on now. Come on now. I might need 2 cups. Maybe even 3, as I'm looking at my empty cup over here. I devoured one before we got started. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Broads with you. Talking about QB1, Jalen Hurts. But there's a new QB1 for this upcoming Sunday, which is Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee getting the nod. And I want to know if you think it's a good idea to compare the two. What you see on Sunday, will you compare that to what we've witnessed with Jalen Hurts all season long? Let's get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Will you be comparing McKee to Hurts on Sunday? 77% of voters say no. 23% say yes. So we're moving in the right direction. Slowly. Very slowly, but surely. We are moving in the right direction. We'll see where it gets to by the end of the program. Before we get back to your phone calls, we will listen right now to Nick Sirianni, who spoke with the media earlier today and talked about why he chose to rest week 18.
Yeah, I think I discussed that with you guys as far as just all the things that, you know, I kind of take in hand. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I went with, you know, it's not a guarantee that we can get the 2 seed, but I can guarantee we get I can rest the starters, right? And so just thought that was the best thing for our football team right there. Feel really good about the guys that are going to go in there and play. Obviously, you can't rest everybody. And so, you know, we've had a good week of practice. We're going in there to try to win the game with some guys that haven't played a ton of snaps on offense and defense, but obviously have contributed. But just felt like that was the best thing for the football team, you know, for this week moving forward.
I think he made the right call, because there could be a world where you play all your starters, you don't get a bye, and you still have the 3 seed. But then you're really setting yourself up for failure. And that would be the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is not playing your backups, losing with the Lions winning. That's not the worst case scenario. It's the second worst case scenario, but it's not the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is you play all your starters, you get no rest at all. You don't think these guys are dying for an opportunity to just breathe for a second? These guys are hurting, ladies and gentlemen. A bye this late in the season, it's almost as if it's 2 byes. That's how much hell they go through, especially following the shortened off season last year. Because they were busy, you know, winning the whole thing. With Jalen. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So, a couple of things. If anybody's comparing Jalen Hurts to Tanner McKee, just stop it already. Tanner McKee is warming a bench. Jalen Hurts is taking us to the Super Bowl. Even though I'm not really a Jalen Hurts fan, but Tanner McKee, I got a point to prove. Yeah, I'm going to try to outplay him and make him look bad because I want that money too. But you only played how many games? I don't want to hear it. And against Washington, you better play. You've been sitting on the bench all year long, dude. You better play. And guess what? You know what? You better get us to the second seed.
Oh, wow. Mike, I respect that fire. Now, I don't like the fact that you're not a Hurts guy, but I do like the animosity you have towards, like, yo, dude, let's go. Get us that damn 2 seed. I could get behind that little bite you got.
You're getting paid for
for it.
That's right.
Guess what? Get out there on the field, Mike, and make it happen, dog.
Damn right, Mike. Now, why don't you like my quarterback, though?
Why don't I like Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't play this. I don't do this play. I don't do that play. What do you mean? I'm paying you millions of dollars.
Oh, here we
you
go.
Better do what I tell you.
I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry. We're done. Thanks, Mike.
I am surprised.
I shouldn't have asked.
That you asked him.
I'm done.
Had such a good thing going.
I had enough. He doesn't do that. I don't want to do that. What are we basing that on? Now, there were those two reports from Kemsky and McLean that stated he didn't want to have as much running in the playbook. Now, hear me out with that. I don't discredit McLean and Jimmy Kemsky. They're very good at what they do. I do think there may have been a discussion between Sirianni, Petullo, and Jalen about the best way to methodically get through this long season following last year. And if one of the conversations was, hey, you know, I tweaked my ankle before that cost me the back end of a season where I was on pace to be MVP, right? And I ended up having that concussion against the Commanders when I ran with the ball. I want to make it to the finish line with my group. Like, if there was a fair conversation where people assume when they read that Jalen went in there, put his stones on the table, flipped off Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni and said, I'm doing it my way. I'm not running, losers. Like, you know, like that's how people feel. That's how he barged into the meeting room, kicking the door open and saying, this is how it's going to get done. If it was, hey, you know, let's talk a little bit about what we want to do here. Petullo, coming into this first year, these are kind of my ideas and thoughts that I would like to have. What do you like? Okay, let's sit down. And if there was a real professional conversation and real dialogue about how do we best put Jalen in a position to make it through without getting dinged up, and they come up with the conclusion that, hey, maybe I don't want to run as much, especially early on, it's ugly football, let's just focus on not turning the ball over, and as we blossom as a team, we can start slowly but surely incorporating some things, I'd be okay with that. If that's the discussion, I don't have a problem with that at all.
No, I don't either. So what they should do, I wish they ran him more this past Sunday, only had three carries, but a lot of that may have been the Bills kind of preparing for him to run the ball. For future seasons, what they need to do is save the designed runs early in the year for, you know, critical third downs and in the red zone. I don't need to see him on a QB draw first and 10 from the Eagles' 35-yard line.
I do like that play sometimes. It's a good play,
but I don't need to see it in the second quarter when you're on your own side of the field. I'd rather see it on 3rd and 5 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Or 4th and 2 in the third when you're down by 10 points. Save it for the specific, you know, downs and distances and these specific moments in the game. As the season goes on, once you get into December, then you got to open it up.
Different ballgame.
December football is the closest thing to playoff football you're going to get. You got to be playing your best ball in December, and you just get ready for the playoffs in January. So September, October, November, save it for specific instances in the game, and then December is when you turn it on. Scrambling, you're never going to be able to control. You just hope that he makes a good judgment call to scramble with it, take it, whatever, whenever he can. But on the designed runs, there should be a plan throughout the season. And I agree with it if it is, you know, what I said.
Yeah. No, as you should.
Yeah, right.
You agree with your own opinion? That is unreal.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
It's a great idea. That's awesome. All right, let's go to Brandon in North Carolina. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's happening?
I almost hung up once you spazzed on the one guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, why?
He ain't gonna like me either.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm in a better headspace right now.
Okay, good. You got it all out.
Yeah, I got it out. I'll work with you a little bit.
I can take it. I'm tough. Hey, man. So I am that. I guess the 25%.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask this. So how did you feel? What was your take on Jalen Hurts after the Washington game and the Raiders game a couple weeks ago? Did you feel like, hey, that's what I'm telling you guys, he can do it? Were you like kind of upbeat about it?
Honestly, this year, I think I really only had the needle moved really was after the Vikings and Giants game. I would say I liked what I saw in some of those games, but it didn't move me as much as Minnesota and New York. That was the one moment this year I thought it was really going to hit, and it obviously never really reached that level again. So that would be my answer.
Gotcha. the reason why I ask that is because, like, to your point, this game is quote unquote, it's not a meaningless game, but it's, you know, it's not a lot at stake for Tanner McGee.
Sure.
But the thing about it is that the game was just played against Washington, the same team, I mean, essentially, as far as defensively, it's just 2 weeks ago. So I think it's going to be natural for people to compare the two quarterbacks because it's not like, I mean, Washington didn't have anything to play for 2 weeks ago either. And, you know, still, it was about what we saw in ourselves. So I think it's going to be natural for people to compare, especially the people who are big on Tanner McGee, which I am. To be honest, I'm big on Tanner McGee.
How
and,
big?
And it's not. That doesn't mean I'm anti. That doesn't mean I'm anti.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's okay, fair. So, no, but how big are how you big on Tanner McGee?
I'll say this. You bring up a great point. Because we don't know, right? If I was to say, hey, look, he's the next Tom Brady, that'd be an ignorant statement.
Sure.
Right? But you brought up a great point when you said defensive coordinators haven't really, they don't have a lot of tape to go off of when it comes to Tanner. So, yeah, he's going to have a little bit more success. Because they're not really, they don't have much of a game plan against him on. But I'll say this, the reason why I'm so big on Tanner this year is because of our window being so small. Like, I don't feel like, and I don't, this is going to set you off. I don't feel like Jalen Hurts has evolved as he's needed to evolve as a quarterback. That's my personal opinion. And this window that we have with the team that we have, the guys that we have, we're going to have to pay guys next year, which is it's an every year thing, you know. But our window to win again is extremely small. And if Tanner gives us a better chance to win because of the fact that there's not a lot of tape against him from a defensive coordinator standpoint, well, let's go win now.
You're saying this playoff run, because there's less tape on McKee, he could be a better option.
I think that's a point to make. I don't think that's the reason. I really feel like, from a quarterback standpoint, Tanner McGee gives our offense, he gives us an opportunity to maximize the potential of our offense, of all of our offense. I get it. There's Jalen's way, and then there's other ways. I get that. But is Jalen's way beneficial for everybody on the team, or is it just beneficial for Jalen?
Whoa, it's beneficial for the team winning.
Winning, I agree.
Yeah, no, and that's all that matters, right, at the end of the day. You're right, though, because I think AJ looks at Jalen and goes, he's not the best for me, but Jalen goes, me is the best for the team winning. You're right. I think there is a part of that where AJ doesn't think he's maximized by Jalen, but Jalen is the best to win.
You can also say, here's a crazy take. I'm going to say it. It's a crazy take. You can also say that Jalen not being as efficient of a quarterback as we need him to be, it actually compromises not even just AJ and Smitty and the receivers, but it also potentially compromises the running game. It compromises the defense because of the defense. We can't.
You can't have this type of defense and Jalen's compromising it. Like, there's not much more this defense can be. Yeah, but there's not much. This defense is the best defense you've seen. There's no way. And Brandon, I appreciate it. I gave you a good amount of time there for me, which is, I respect you, but I think you're ludicrous, but I respect you. Like, see what I'm saying? Now Jalen Hurts compromises the greatest defense your eyes have seen. See what I'm saying on how much does Jalen hate ghosts? Jalen compromises. Uh-oh. Ooh, man. See, I think what's happening is it's getting unleashed.
He's got a headache.
It's getting unleashed.
You're doing the eye-rubbing thing when you have a headache.
Oh.
Gotta get some Tylenol.
So now Jalen hurts the run game. No, he didn't play a role in how effective the run game was last year by having the most rushing yards in the Super Bowl. He's actually hurting the run game. And the mindset is the window's closing, so we should go with the quarterback who doesn't have tape on him because that's better than going with the guy who's won the Super Bowl and bought out in both Super Bowls. See what I'm saying? See how this is? Oh, man.
You do deep breaths again?
I don't know. I don't know if deep breaths is what's going on here. Am I going bananas? What are we doing? What are we doing? He was right. I wouldn't like anything he said. But I handled it better.
You did. I'll give you credit there. He warned you.
He warned me.
And then you didn't like what he said, but you maintained composure for the most part.
I did. You know, I've realized as I do this, if you are a Jalen hater, just, I think if we establish that early, I'd do a better job than if I find out halfway through.
You know, on the screener where it has like the person's name and yeah. the city that they're from? I think in lieu of the city, mm-hmm. whenever you're on, it needs to be like
pro
or anti-Jalen instead yep. of the city.
Yep. And here's another thing about window closing. Jordan Davis is just getting started. Jalen Carter's just getting started. Nolan Smith's just getting started. DeJean's just getting started. Quinyon Mitchell's just getting started. Devontae's just about to hit this prime. I don't think that there's a window closing. The best part about having a general manager like this is that window's always reopening. First off, the NFL windows, this isn't the NBA where you have Kobe and Shaq and you have this crazy window, where the Miami Heat, where you have this wild window and you kind of know it in the NBA landscape. This is the NFL. I mean, it is so year to year. Look at the Patriots, last year to this year. Like, this window thing, you would have thought back in 17, oh, we have this window to get it done with Wentz. You blink your eye and you're on a new head coach with a new quarterback and this and that. And so, but, you know, they have so much youth on the defense that I don't think that you're going anywhere defensively. I really don't. Jahad Campbell is just getting started. So, no, I'm not benching Jalen Hurts because there's less tape on Tanner McKee. Carl in New Jersey. What's up, Carl?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to give you what I think is a superb analysis. Ooh. I'll start with the initial summary. I am a Jalen supporter.
Okay.
I am. But there are some what I'll call constructive criticism.
Okay. I'm behind that.
And let me just go through this, and then please, I welcome all the comments. But I'm going to first start with the negative, even though overall I'm a supporter. The negative is, and you saw this, and let me get through all of it, in the Chargers game, the way Justin Herbert moved around in the pocket under more pressure from our defensive line than Jalen received from theirs. His pocket presence isn't as great as it could be, so that oftentimes he's rolling out to the right and either making unbelievable play or throwing it out of bounds. But that's only one negative. Now I'm going to flip quickly to the positives. The man is an excellent, accurate deep ball thrower that he doesn't get credit for. His deep balls are on a freaking dime. Okay? That's a positive. Another huge positive before I get to a negative. The guy's clutch. I mean, he's clutch. I was at FedEx Field. Okay? I was there. And, you know, we're down 10-7 at half, and we get to the one, the sneak, you know, the tush push gets 5-yard penalty. Then there's some other penalty. Then it's 3rd and 15. He improvises and throws a beautiful pass to Dallas Goedert. That is the strength of Jalen Hurts. When you need that play and it's 3rd and 15, he makes it time and time and time again. He's a money player. Having said that, here's a negative. And by the way, that's the chief reason I'm a supporter. As great as Patrick Mahomes is, and I still think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL before he got hurt, when the game's on the line, I feel very confident with Jalen Hurts with the football. But I'm going to throw another negative out there because
okay.
I'm not blind. And the other negative, and you saw this in the same Chargers game, he will sometimes miss open receivers over the middle. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right.
But now please comment on me. This is where I'm coming from. That's as fair as it gets.
Yeah, Carl, I honestly think it's fair analysis. And thank you for the call. You're right. Look, when I defend Jalen, do I go over the top a little bit? Yes, because I think the hate goes so over the top. But he's not perfect. There's flaws. Guess what? Josh Allen has flaws. Pat Mahomes has flaws. Quarterbacks have flaws. Jalen's got flaws. You're right. There are some throws over the middle that he misses. But there's so much that he does so well that it obviously outweighs that. And this year, he's not playing his best. Like, this is not Jalen Hurts' best season. It's not. It's not his best season. Now, why? Let's talk through why. And some think, well, you're going to be making excuses when you start talking about other areas. I will die on this hill. If it was just about who has the best quarterback, then Aaron Rodgers would have 15 quarterbacks. Super Bowls. Then Aaron Rodgers would have 15 Super Bowls. Then Josh Allen would have 15 Super Bowls. If it was strictly just about, do you have the most skilled quarterback in the league, then all of these quarterbacks that we discuss over Jalen Hurts would have a million. But Aaron Rodgers has one. Matthew Stafford had to go to the Rams with a Sean McVay, an Aaron Donald, who's the greatest defensive tackle to ever exist, okay? A Jalen Ramsey at the time, a Cooper Kupp. I believe Odell still had a little juice left in the tank that season.
Tore his ACL in that Super Bowl.
In that Super Bowl. There's another guy. They traded for Von Miller that year, who went nuclear for the Rams. He needed a mastermind offensively. He needed weapons. Cooper Kupp, you don't think that's a big deal? You don't think Odell that year was a big deal? You don't think having the best corner in Jalen Ramsey in the league throughout this little sequence is a big deal? The best defensive tackle maybe ever is a big deal? It takes so much to click to win a Super Bowl. That's why all these skilled quarterbacks who are technically better than Jalen, who have better arms than Jalen, who are better throwers of the football than Jalen, that's why they don't have a billion Super Bowl, because it takes a lot. So let's dissect why Jalen's year isn't the best ever. I think the offensive line's banged up, very much so. I think Kevin Petula was very new at this, and it's hard to become a play caller, let alone a play caller with the expectations to win a Super Bowl. I think he's overmatched. I think Saquon's not having the same year. I think Jalen's not playing his best football from an individual standpoint, and that's why it looks this gross. But we don't have to go to the extreme that Jalen is some stiff, he's a bum, he can't play, he can't read a defense, he can't throw the football with anticipation. I saw it on 3rd and 4 over the middle of the field to Smitty in between two defenders, right after I saw him throw it over the middle of the field to AJ with a defender right in his grill, AJ's grill. He fit it into a small window. He can do this stuff. He's not perfect. He does miss throws. I also saw Matthew Stafford on Monday Night Football right after the Falcons kicked a field goal to take a three-score lead there, or three-point lead. First play, 20-something seconds left on the clock, miscue on Atlanta's point, wide-open receiver that would have flipped the field and put the Rams right into field goal position instantly, missed him. Just missed him. That's Matthew Stafford. He's very good at throwing the ball. Missed him. It's going to happen sometimes. Big body of work, first 5 years of his career. He's magnificent. Magnificent. 215-592-9494. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing Tanner McKee to Jalen. Not 1 second are you. 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. Coming up next, your phone calls continue. And Ross Tucker on the matchup. What does he expect to see? You'll hear from him. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.